two of my favorite things, your cock and my riding crop. I can tell you exactly what I love about your cock. It was magical. Your cock transforms itself, sometimes unbidden, from a sweet collection of wrinkled skin to a hard, fuckable, irresistibly throbbing presence that demands to be satisfied by its very appearance. Look at me, I'm hard and red and pulsing, and don't you want to play with me? My answer is almost invariably yes. Yet, sometimes that yes is delayed, intentionally. Let me touch your balls and kiss you and play with your ass and beat you and do everything but touch your cock until you are practically screaming for it, because then even a light touch sends your blood racing in anticipation of more, begging for more. Sometimes your cock begs, jerking and pulsing to get my attention, and sometimes the words actually come out of your mouth. Please touch my cock. I can also tell you exactly what I love about my riding crop. It is magical. It can transform you from a distracted, tense, anticipatory state to one charged with eroticism, endorphins, and vulnerability. It opens you up and gets you to your hidden places, exploring all. My crop can have you wishing I would use it anywhere else on your body, beside your ass cheeks, that I so joyfully decorate. It can touch you lightly, almost soothingly, or it can leave you begging me to stop by the writhing of your body as I hit you. And sometimes the words actually come out of your mouth. Please stop, please. So I stop hitting your ass, and I grab your cock. It is magical. This can be a bit of a study on teasing. Teasing can be absolutely delicious and really crank up the whole erotic, anticipatory space you can be in. And sometimes, if you do everything but, when you finally do that one thing, oh my God, it's like 10 times more pleasurable than it would have been if you would have gone straight to it. So yes, this can be a study on the really positive and wonderful and delicious effects of teasing. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.